it's Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy, I'm glad for both of us that we don't have to spend our money on this. They say that the average person spends 5 years and just over 20 grand on dating before settling down. That seems an insane amount of cash to me.
I don't know what I've spent on dating, but I can tell you I spent a pretty close number at the bar. And that led to dating.
So I wonder if that is all part of it, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
my
bar tab quite high.
Yeah, they say the average figure for the highest amount that men have spent on a date was $224. Like, what kind of date is...
Where are you dating?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you taking this person? You don't know them. They're strangers. That's already an investment.
Yeah, like $24 is better than...
Do you remember your first date with your wife?
Yes. We are... It was like afternoon kind of time in a bar somewhere and just sat and just kind of like had a couple of drinks and just talked really. That was about it. Cause I was playing hard to get, which is kind of funny, but let me just kind of clear that up. So it sounds a little bit different. Like I did radio, but also I DJed in nightclubs 5 or 6 nights a week. And the whole nightclub scene is so different in Europe to here.
Yeah.
Like one of the places I worked in held literally 3,000 people and it would be full every Saturday.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's a totally different vibe. And, but there's that whole, and it's not meant to sound as it's going to come over, but there's that whole kind of element of gold diggers for that. Just because you're a DJ, everyone's like,
especially because over there, because the nightclub scene's so different, you can be successful as a DJ. It's not a when you get a real job.
You know how like country music and country acts, even country acts that are not that big, are all held in that same kind of esteem.
Sure,
like that whole like EDM and DJ culture in Europe, it's the same kind of deal. Like you know, so and there is so many like gold diggers. So I was kind of very careful kind of with
had
that.
She approached you at a nightclub?
The whole DJ thing was, there was this like big like dance podium in front of it, so we'd let people in there and they could dance up on this raised podium and stuff. So she was in there and just the usual, kept smiling and stuff, and then I saw her. She kept coming in for a few weeks and I eventually asked for her number and stuff, and it kind of went from there.
There you go, and it worked out.
Didn't cost me $224. I can tell you that.
Did you know she was the one? How long did it take until, because we were talking like The Bachelor, he picked his winner last night. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit.
Quite some
time. Knowing she's the one, is it love at first sight?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think anyone can say that there's such a thing as love at first sight. I believe there's that whole lust when you see someone, but I don't know if you can go, oh, when you clap eyes on someone, you go, yeah, that's the one.
If I can't buy shoes that quickly,
I just don't think
I don't believe in love at first sight.
Like, like Clark Kent, for argument's sake. Like the first time you saw him, you wasn't going, that's the one. You was kind of maybe thinking, that's the one that I want to get
for
it on
right
with.
Now.
You know what I mean? But I don't think people can say, and I think anyone who says that cannot, because how do you know that person? I mean, it's like the exterior is very pleasing to the eye, but the interior might not be, you know?
Yeah, they might be a garbage person.
Yeah, you just don't know, do you?
No.
So, you know, but that just seems like a lot of money. 5 years and 20
grand. Well, don't
grand.
You know, we all know those serial daters, who's somebody who just wants to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends who go out and they're trying different things to... They're looking for a relationship, but so they go out with once or twice with this person, it doesn't work out, then there's somebody new, and they're not committing to them. They're just, you date around looking for true love.
And there is that other element of people as well, like you could be dating someone for 6 months, everyone thinks, oh, this is great, they make a nice couple, all of a sudden it doesn't happen, and then within a week or two, that person's then... in with somebody else. And
back
it's like,
out.
Yeah, but not even just date. Oh, I think I found the one this time. And then 3 or 4 months later.
Somebody who everybody is the one.
And they don't want to be on their own for any period of time.
But do you think they're happier in the long run? If you're somebody, right, you have two people dating.
Mm-hmm.
And one person, they're both trying to find the one.
Yeah.
And you have somebody who dates who is... not invested at all in, you know, I guess they are invested, but every person's the one, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Aren't they technically, they keep finding the one, don't they keep getting happy over and over again? Compared to somebody who's dating, not the one, dating, not the one, dating, you know,
yeah.
And nobody's the one.
You keep just hitting that reset button all the time. It's just,
but that's what I mean, who's happier? Like, we make fun of, we both come on here and say, oh, look, this person, they're in love on Facebook, this person's the one, and everybody's the one, but aren't they... Don't they keep finding what they're looking for?
See, now I've got some friends who are just kind of happy just being single, just going out and dating two or three times and then moving on to the next one. I've got a few friends like that.
Yeah. All right, coming up, what's something you're pretty sure has only happened to you? 424-1234 to be a part of Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.